In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to create a pivot table in Excel 2010 that uses data from a SQL Server 2008 R2 Analysis Services Cube. He'll also show how to use interactive filtering features called a slicer in Excel 2010, and also how to incorporate calculations from the cube into the pivot table.
In this demonstration, I'm going to use Excel 2010 to create a pivot table report based on my Analysis Services Cube. So I'll commence by using the data ribbon, and here in the Get External Data group, I can introduce data from Analysis Services. And the data connection wizard then prompts me for my server. The authentication needs to be Windows. I specify then the database on that server, and then the cube or perspective. And so I'll select the Internet Sales Cube. It then wants the file path to store the Office data connection file, which encapsulates all of these details to connect to the data store. Preferably, these are stored in some central location, and if you're using SharePoint, a data connections library is an ideal place to store these. I'll provide a friendly name for internal use within the workbook, and then I'll click Finish. And then it launches the Import Data dialog box that says, well, what do you want to do with the data connection? You can create a pivot table or a pivot chart and pivot table, or you can finish here by just creating the connection. Well, today I'm going to create the pivot table report, and I'm going to place this in cell B1. So the pivot table is created, and the pivot table field list here on the right exposes to me the structure of my internet sales cube. So broken down by measure group, we see measures including calculations. I see that I have my KPIs and the metrics of the KPIs available to me. I see dimensions and multi-level hierarchies and name sets defined in the cube. And in the case for the product dimension, I have attribute hierarchies in addition to multi-level hierarchies. And the attribute hierarchies are somewhat hidden, so to speak, in the More Fields folder. So constructing a query and a report is essentially a matter of taking these resources and dropping them into the different drop zones we have here in the field list. Simply by selecting measures like sales amount, profit percent, those measures are added to the values drop zone. And then to provide context for this, I'm going to come down to my products dimension and drag the products hierarchy into the rows. And then that supports the drill down from category to subcategory to individual product. And I want to point out there, note the way that Excel honors the cell properties in the cube by delivering formatted values and colors as designed and developed by the cube developer. So we can introduce the hierarchies onto the columns also, but not appropriate for this report. To slice and filter by time, I'm going to drag the calendar hierarchy and place it on the report filter. And this will enable me to then go ahead and filter by time period, for example, Q1 of 2008. Now, in addition to this, a great new feature of Excel 2010 supports the insertion of slices. So a slicer here, and let me use the color hierarchy of my product, will provide a more visual approach to filtering the pivot table. So for example, let's just take a look at black sales and blue sales. Or holding the control key down, I can multi-select, show me blue and red. Or from black, pressing the shift key to multi, we can do a range select. So let's explore beyond this. If I expand mountain bikes, we get to see the individual mountain bikes. And you'll note here that the order is in the order of the members themselves, alphabetically. What you can do here is you can right-click and say sort largest to smallest. To provide visual recognition of that, applying conditional formatting like data bars. And then we get this little tip down here that says, well, you can apply it to just the selected cell or everything that's a sales amount or everything that's a sales amount at the product level of the hierarchy. All right, and now when we expand road bikes and touring bikes, we get to see this visual distribution of the data. In addition to this, the cube developer went to the effort of building properties like list price. So we can introduce these properties to enrich our report. And then finally, let's take a look at actions. So Excel supports this natively. If you double click on a value, excuse me, my filter has to be clear though. If we double click on a value, Excel goes ahead and produces a new sheet that represents what it considers to be a drill-through result to give you further details about that aggregate. Let me delete that sheet. Because the cube developer already defined an action, they're available by right-clicking the value cell, pointing to additional actions, and there's my action drill through to details. And I get to see now date, product, the customer, order quantity, and sales amount. And the aggregate of that sales amount will match this 30,010. So the brilliance of pivot tables is they support ad hoc analysis. And without the need necessarily to understand MDX, end users can drag and drop the structures of the cube to produce the desired report.